Hello, everyone. I am three-time Journalist of the Year finalist at the Esports Awards. Very proud. I've got my coins. You can't quite see, but very esteemed journalist, major credibility, very popular amongst the community. And I'm here to say today, we are probably going to rag on the Esports Awards quite a bit. Which will not damage my credibility at all, despite those things being hinged upon it a little bit. But yeah, you know, so the latest round of finalists came out, and it was for the industry awards. I believe they kind of split it up into like community and industry and such. And surprise, surprise, it's become more divisive than it was last year and the previous year and the previous year. Especially, maybe this is just my bubble, but among like the journalist category, I didn't really see much uproar elsewhere. But I didn't go looking for it, whereas my notifications have been fucking spammed to high heavens and back since everything was announced, because I got tagged in the posts. So
yeah, because you know, you've been nominated, haven't you, this year?
Man's a finalist again. Did nothing. Literally left journalism. Literally did interviews saying I'm leaving journalism because it's fucking class. I'm just going to write content.
I was going to ask you what your thoughts about that were. I just want to talk about that. How do you feel about being nominated?
It makes no sense. And some people, like I used to not be able to accept compliments and stuff when I was, I'd say up until the past couple of years. So at first when I would get recognized and acknowledged for stuff, I'd be like, nah, I don't deserve it. When in reality inside, I was kind of like, oh, I've worked hard as fuck, to be fair. Whereas now I can take it. But so this is not me trying to be humble or deflecting from it. I genuinely don't deserve it by any metric. Like, it depends when the date ranges are, right? And DM'd the CEO of the Esports Awards, Mike Ashford, and he said he didn't know. He'd have to speak to his vice chair of the panel. And I said, don't worry. Like, that's fine. But obviously, we're like midway through this year, and the awards are for this year, so it has to count, presumably, back until where nominations stopped for the year prior. So I'd say probably if it's like July to July or June to June or something, the beginning of that period was I was still at Deserto and like I broke some decent-ish stories there. I took 1 week to prove that I could do roster reporting and dropped 4 scoops. So like there's little bits in there, few exclusive stories, some decent opinion pieces. But come January, I left and went to Hitmarker and it's just not been the same. Almost by design, like they want me to basically be the old me.
Yeah,
but
it's content, isn't it? It's not necessarily like you're not on your day to day isn't journalism necessarily, is it? It's content.
No.
The last 6 months.
Yeah, but you could say like my interviews are a form of journalism, to be fair. Like some of the reporting I do, it's all fact checked and researched and I make sure things are fucking solid and tight. So in a sense, but like there's not been anything outstanding. So, very long-winded answer, but like genuinely, I don't deserve
athletics. Maybe it's cyber athletics. That's the reason. Yeah. Why the fuck haven't I got a nomination?
The thing is, mate, you haven't got
I'm a talent tick. Manager. Yes, I'm a talent manager for Kairos. I should still be nominated. It's a joke. No.
If it was the Adam Fitch Esports Award, mate, then you'd just miss out, but you'd be close.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Same. I'll leave esports and then see if I become a finalist again. Like,
you know what I mean? Working as a fucking account manager for like HyperX or something.
I'll just go work at like PC World or something, just tech support and see if I get finalist again, not tweeting for like 9 months. But the reason I think I got in was maybe some of the early Deserto stuff, sure.
Definitely.
I don't have a lot of esports fans that follow me, but like I have a lot of industry people that follow me, including quite a few of those who were on the panel. I'm not pally with basically any of them besides like Skylar, but he's part of the creative side, so I don't know if he even votes on the industry side. And plus, he hasn't replied to me in like 4 months. Actually, thinking about it, so I'm not so sure what's going on there. I keep trying, but I keep getting palmed. So. It's not like me messaging them like, oh, make sure I get through, mate, by any means. I just think I'm a recognizable figure among the industry. I don't think my name adds much credibility to the awards by any means, so I don't think it was that. I don't know, man. I also think it's a controversial decision based on the fact that I've done nothing. I'm not saying they would include me just to rile people up, but it has worked, and I think there are a couple of subtweets against me, which, look, fucking say it right out, and I'll retweet you, because I agree. It's not deserved whatsoever, so, you know,
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
like my friends and like my family and stuff. My mum's like, "Oh, Adam, you work hard though." I'm like, "No, what? I've been a hardworking person. If this is it, then I don't know what I was doing before. I used to work 16-hour days, not take weekends off. Mm-hmm. These days, it's 9 to 5, and I'm asleep. I'm done. So yeah. You know, it's not deserved. I can't work out exactly why, but I think it's my reputation more than anything. Truthfully, not trying to be big-headed. I think my reputation's carried me through.
Yeah. No, you have got a considerable reputation, mate. Of course you have. Yeah, I mean, it's weird, isn't it? Like you said, maybe they've considered some stuff from Hitmarker still, the videos and stuff, but you know, you've not been a journalist for like 6 months or like a bit part one, you know. No offense.
Definitely not dedicated.
That's, you know, that's what I mean. So it's, and I think if you want, we can talk a bit about that category, because like you said, that's what people have been kicking off about the most, probably. At least, again, like the same with me. That's what I've been seeing.
Well, context. Nominations take up 25%, or carry 25% of the weight here, and 75% of it is decided by the panel. So my understanding is nominations come in, and then based on an email I got from them, they encourage you to like provide an application with like PDFs or like supporting material as to why you deserve to be in. I, of course, declined because I didn't think I deserved it, and also, if you're going to give me an award nod, then just do it because I deserve it, not because I've like pushed for it. So the nominations come through. I got the email said like you've received wide-scale community support or something. So I knew I was in the running then. And then you go through the supporting material and then it all goes to the panel and then they kind of decide through like, okay, well, they got all of these votes, but let's look at their actual work and stuff, you know. So I think that's roughly how it's decided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think the first thing that jumps out about the journalist category is that they've kind of overlooked people that work for the non-endemic outlets. So you've got, like I said, we were saying before we went live, Alex Lee at DigiDay genuinely writes some of the best stuff that you can read on the industry. Like he always seems to be asking the right questions. Same with, now this one's a bit different, like we were talking about earlier, but Cecilia at Bloomberg writes really good stuff generally. She's just a great journalist, but like maybe doesn't write enough esports stuff to warrant it, you could argue. Then you've got Mikhail at Washington Post, who also does really good work. I'm not as familiar with the stuff he's done, to be fair, so I want to say that.
He's been on top of like the TSM investigation stuff recently, I can say that.
Right, okay. So yeah, there are a few snubs. I guess some people have been saying George Geddes, who's like mostly Valorant, is a snub, which, fair enough, I think.
I can argue so many of these, I think.
Go for it, mate. Let's fucking do it. Let's get into it.
Okay, so maybe the title has something to do with it, the title of the category, which is esports journalist. Now, we love to call ourselves esports journalists when we are them, instead of just journalists that cover esports. Mm. We look at, like, we add esports in front of stuff and, like, a very purist view. So, if we're strictly looking at esports journalists, like those who dedicate themselves to esports, like, I understand why Cecilia's not in instantly. Her just the frequency is not there and she's, frankly, too good to just do just the esports, like, end of. Like, I think that's there are other journalists, like, I think, like, Richard could do great work outside of it. You know, like, Jacob could break some gaming stuff, some tech stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think, like, the good esports journalists can also do journalism outside of esports, effectively, is what I'm trying to say. Which,
I agree.
I used to write about comic book movies and stuff, mate, so, you know, I don't really count. I've not really tried my hand too much, but I could do something, but I'm not up to their level, you know. So maybe the terminology, from a very purist point of view, discounts some of them anyway because they're not seen as dedicated esports journalists, especially Cecilia. Obviously, you mentioned Alex at DigiDay. Like, probably majority of his stuff, if not all of it, is esports, right? Probably at 95%.
That's what I was going to say. So he's probably, I mean, basically all the stuff I see from him is like esports or at least connected to esports in some way. Yeah, he does some stuff on general creator economy. He also does like standard gaming stuff as well, I think. Probably a little bit of like crypto if it relates to gaming and stuff like that. But no, he is mostly esports. So I genuinely, like, I've not seen many people saying it, but I think Alex is a big snub. Like, I have a good relationship with Alex, just to be fucking clear. So I'm not, it's not like, but it's not like I'm pushing for my mate. Like, I genuinely just think he's really good. Now, he's not been around for ages. He's still pretty young. I don't know how long he's even been at DigiDay. Probably less than a year, maybe. I don't really know.
He was doing eSports stuff before, though, yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. I'm aware of him from a few years ago.
Right. So, but yeah, I think he's a major snub. But there are others as well.
I think it's worth spelling some things out, and maybe it illuminates why. Like Alex, for example, wasn't included. So, to be included, the panel has to be aware of you. Number one, they have to know who you are.
Yeah.
And that means they've either read your stuff and or you've kind of busted through the nominations.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a huge following. As far as I'm aware, he didn't do a huge campaign to try and get nominations.
No.
And again, he's not at the publications people normally check for esports content. DigiDay is not known for esports content. So you add all those things up, it's understandable how he could slip through the cracks, in my opinion. Whether that's right or wrong, whatever, like, subjective, what do you think is works good enough? But I can see how he, specifically in this case, could, like, just get overlooked and not, maybe not considered. Who knows, maybe he would have been the next finalist if they had 10 instead of 9. You know, who knows? But yeah. I'd imagine not. I just think maybe he's just not in the, like, general consciousness of esports folk.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Which,
yeah,
that's part of being an outsider, isn't it? You're not in part of the in-group, I suppose, and not seen as an esports journalist, which, again, I think is a title that's actually held very pure to people. Like, they take that very seriously.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I do think there is a bit of a thing where people in the industry just keep themselves in the bubble. Like, they'll only read certain outlets because they almost feel, I don't know, maybe because they almost feel that they are the legitimate outlets, you know, like Esports Insider, Dexerto, Esports Observer / Sports Business Journal, you know, dot esports as well. Like, I feel like a lot of people in the industry do kind of almost pigeonhole themselves and just read these outlets. So yeah, but agreed. It may well be that. I mean, you know, so that may well be the case that they just didn't know who some of these people were, for some of them, not for all.
And George, so the people that were tagged the most were Louise, my old boss and colleague, broken the most CS stories of anyone in the past year, one of the biggest titles, some of the biggest stories. So, And some of the really good interviews and stuff you maybe wouldn't expect from a CSGO roster reporter, because he's more than that. Yes, I'm biased because I'm friends with him and I've worked with him and I've literally read through his work sometimes before it's gone out, stuff like that. But, like, on a genuine level, if you look at just the work, it speaks for itself. Like, he should be there instead of me, 100%. There's no real argument against it for my money. But then you go to George. And my first thought is, like, now he's on top of the partnership stuff somewhat. He's getting beaten to it, like the VCT stuff going on right now, the Valorant, like, partnership teams. He's doing his best on that front. But outside of that, it's 95%, if not more, roster reporting. And I'd say those who know about esports journalism know that's just low-hanging fruit. Like, that's not the pinnacle of journalism. That shit's going to happen either way. But, like, reporting on the TSM investigation, that could have never made public. That could have never been made public and never reached that. And, like, the TSM League of Legends coach who was, like, fucking things up financially and taking money from people and not paying back and owed money and stuff, like, if Richard didn't report that, I'm pretty sure it was him, then no one knows what the fuck's gone on there. And then TSM could just say, we've parted ways and that's that. Like, and you just wonder why his career is fucking tanked after that, because it stays behind the scenes. So roster reporting, to me, it's just like, it's cool. It hypes things up. It's part of the basically marketing for these moves, in a sense. That's why agents will leak stuff and teams will leak things. A lot of the time, or it's in spite against other teams. I've done some roster reporting just 1 week of it, but, like, I played it very well, I'll put it that way. And it involves just a bit of playing people against each other and stuff based on knowing the dynamics of them. So, like, it's low-hanging fruit for the most part. So I understand why he's not there. But then LEC Wooloo's in there, and he just does roster reporting on League of Legends. He's one of the finalists. So, like, my logic, it goes out the window when it comes to trying to explain why George isn't in there.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, so there are kind of, yeah, I suppose.
I say all that basically to say it don't fucking matter because Wooloo's in there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and George has worked hard and he's broken more Valorant stories than anyone else, and it's become a huge game. But
You have to admire that he jumped on it and is now the Valorant guy.
Yeah,
and,
fair play. I respect that.
Yeah, exactly, fair play. But, like, I agree. I don't see him as, like, a strict journalist. There's, like, a journalist in the strict sense. Like, listen, he's doing fucking well. He's, like, his tweets absolutely bang. Like, his engagement is insane. He is the guy that covers the... If you're following someone to, like, cover the esport, that's not necessarily what a journalist is. So should we define what a journalist is? Like, he is, you know, he's a bit of a shit poster. And fair play, fine, do whatever. Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. He's also, he does some journalism.
Yeah.
But this is the problem. Like, it's, you probably need to define what a journalist is and go from there. Because, like, again, he's not nominated. And I'd probably say that's the right decision as well.
Yeah,
but again, if you're going to nominate, like you said, the person that covers League of Legends and reports on Rust, if they're the type of people that you're going to nominate,
then George should be in there.
Should be in there,
and so probably then, winning so, it. Like, if
yeah, and probably winning it. Yeah. So if the other one's in there, why isn't surely George should be in there over some of the others if that's the criteria? So it's
and even worse. LEC Wooloo, before joining Upcomer, was completely anonymous.
Hmm.
Some, like, unless you're on the front lines in fucking Ukraine right now, or in Syria or Yemen or something, I'm sorry, you don't need to be hiding your identity as a fucking Pokemon sheep or whatever the fuck that character Wooloo is. Like, my man was just a leak account, just getting stuff in his DMs and just banging it out, getting stuff wrong, like, didn't give a fuck. And he's managed to look his way into Upcomer wanted him because they wanted the traffic. So, like, they said, you have to be a legit journalist, put your name out there, put an image out there. There's one photo of him, and that's what he used to identify himself. That's it. But, like, day to day, like, no one knows who he is. You have to go searching if you want to find out. So, like, we're encouraging that level of journalism now. Like, fuck me, it's scary. But so while we could get into the minutiae of defining what journalism is, I think we can agree on, like, what important journalism is in the lens of esports, at least. And it's not really roster reporting in the traditional sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that shit's going to happen either way, and it doesn't really affect stuff.
Yeah.
Unless you're saying people are going to get dropped. And you're announcing that before they know they're going to get dropped. And then, like, that shit can get a bit mad. It can affect stuff in that way. But, like, for the wider scene, it's not helping anything. It's just getting fans excited for a day or two.
Yeah, I hear you.
Which, it has its place. Like, I'm not against it. Like, you go do that shit, George. Like, for real, it's not an attack on you. Like, you do good work. Like, you've been right on all of this stuff. So, fair fucking play. I know we've got a weird relationship, so you're going to think I'm attacking you. It's not the fucking case. Fair play. But I don't think your journalism at the moment, for the most part, has been important. And that's why I think, like, fair play, you're not in there. But then again, I shouldn't be in there, but I am. So it's all fucked.
It is. You know?
I keep going back to that. Like, I can't be making these arguments because I'm in there and I've done nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it is all fucked. I think we should also talk about the fact that the whole award show, you know, the whole system is kind of flawed at a fundamental level, like comparing apples to oranges type, like, false equivalence, flawed. Because how, you know, I said this to you before, but I need to say it again. Let me just have a quick look. So, all right, so category. This is one of the categories this year. Esports hardware provider of the year, right? The nominees are Logitech, Intel, Razer, Corsair, Alienware, NVIDIA, or NVIDIA, however you say that, HyperX, SCUF, Republic of Gamers, Battle Beaver, AMD, and SteelSeries. How the fuck do you go about choosing the winner there? Serious question. I don't understand. Like, based on what? Have they released criteria for this category or for all categories or not?
Yes. Yeah, you have to go looking for each one. I'll find it for this one.
Okay, but I almost, like, okay, I'll see what the criteria says, but I almost don't care. Like, you're choosing which one, like, based on what? Like, hardware provider. Like, a hardware provider provides hardware. Then what?
I've got the three-step criteria. And the first criteria one is amazing.
Go on.
Has produced and distributed hardware for PC, console, and mobile over the past year.
Phenomenal. Exactly what a hardware provider should be. Carry on.
Criteria two. Hardware is used successfully within esports by players or broadcasters. By broadcasters! Fuck off! What?
Used successfully. Okay, so it doesn't explode in your face. Fantastic. What's number three?
Oh, it allows me to click and shoot the heads. Number three, criteria three, a high-quality product that has improved the lives and gameplay of its users.
The lives of its users? Wow.
75% panel, 25% community. So it could be a group of 10 industry people just going, oh, well, I'm sponsored by Logitech, so I shouldn't really be speaking on this, but I really do think they're sick, though.
Yeah. Like, and you've got, like, so, okay, so 75% panel-based, yeah? And then you go through the panel, yes, and you've got, yes, so the technical and partnerships director at Secret Lab, they're not nominated, but that's a peripherals fucking hardware company. I'm sure there are others. I'm not going to go through them, but that's just that I just don't understand, like, why is that a category? It's such a waste of time. Like, you know, with the most respect in the world to the team at Esports Awards who I've worked with in the past, like, I just think that's a pointless category and it's always going to be flawed. Like, I don't understand it. Is that just to lick the arse of companies? And also, I have another point on something that's maybe a little bit more, I guess it's none of it's really that important, but the panel consists of Partizan members. So Bryce Bloom is in there, who's obviously the esports lawyer. He runs ESG Law. ESG Law is nominated for Supporting Service of the Year, and the awards are given out 75%, like you said before. 75% of it is based on panel votes. So he's voting on his own company, let's say, theoretically, to win this category. And he could also be speaking to other panel members and saying, like, you know, nominate, like, come on, you know our company's been good, nominate us and I'll buy you dinner. I just don't like it.
I know what you're saying.
It's all a bit, and you've got, you know, like esports title, let's just double check esports title of the year if Apex is there. Apex is there. Okay, so the Apex Legends commissioner is also on the panel.
Yes, yes.
So, I'm not flaming these people in particular. It's just, it's the system. It's fucking...
What they'll say is, and this is information known by the only two people that will speak publicly about these things, which is Richard and Thorin, who are both on the panel now. Only Richard is. They say, like, they have no say. They do not utter a word about the journalist category when they're on the panel. Like, they should not be in that call, realistically. But if they are, they mute themselves. They don't say a fucking word. Now, Thorin's video also stated that basically that wasn't happening amongst everyone, because you have to trust that these people are gonna act honourably and
he was
selflessly
saying that they weren't.
I think he basically said, like, in theory you should shut the fuck up and not say anything. If you've got, if you're an agent and you represent a player and that player's in one of the lists, I think he said, like, basically someone was saying, I know they're my client, so I shouldn't say this, but genuinely they are sick. Like, that stuff has no place in there. And if that stuff's happening, then it's fucking clapped. But in theory, people shut the fuck up and don't say anything and hopefully are not there when stuff relating to them is there.
Yeah, there's theory and there's practice, though, isn't it?
Like, yeah, of course. And so, that's the case, as you say, like, if Bryce mutes himself during the service provider of the year, I'm pretty sure it is for ESG Law, right?
That's right.
He's still got to work with these people on the panel.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, he'll be on some call with he'll be on calls with them numerous times for whatever category it is. So we'll be speaking to, we'll be interacting with them.
You don't want to piss off someone
again,
you have to work with.
Yeah, and none of this is that important, is it? It's not like we're dealing with fucking cancer curing equipment or something. Like, it's, who cares? But I just, as an award ceremony, there are just kind of inherent flaws with it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like very difficult to overcome.
My thinking for the reason conflicts of interest are inherent in the things as they are, the industry is too small to have everyone be completely independent from what they're judging. There's no way you can get a bunch of experts across, say, for esports title. You need people who know League of Legends, Dota, CSGO, COD. And you need them to have the basically approximate same amount of knowledge on each of them so they can weigh things up properly, fuck me, and judge them accordingly, weight certain tournaments properly. You know what I mean? And say, well, yeah, this player was good, but he was only good at this one event. Like, you can't just have, like, roundabout knowledge of a few titles or have a special, like, be specialist in one title. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's very hard to stay on top of that. This leads back to our point, like, esports doesn't really exist in a sense. Like, it's an umbrella term for a bunch of sub-communities which all have their own nuances. They're all ran and governed by different people. Some don't have the developer involved. Some are completely run by the developer. And those who get to work within that is completely nuanced as well. So how you can even judge esports player, how can you judge Simple realistically against, say, I don't know, like Simp in Call of Duty against, say, like, I don't know, Finesse FNS in Valorant, Faker, all that kind of stuff. Like,
it's,
of course,
you can
do some approximations, sure, and based on impact and stuff, and it's never going to be an exact science. But comparing, it's not even apples to oranges, it's apples to fucking... I don't know, cardboard boxes. Like, they're not even fruit.
There's no, that's probably the biggest problem I have with it, is you're making a jump no matter who the winner is. You're making a mental jump. Like, I was watching from last year. Do you remember Cadian, Counter-Strike player for Heroic?
Clutch.
His 1v4 clutch in a map 5 of a best of 5. Literally, that clutch was to win Pro League. He had 2 HP left when he got the final kill. That didn't even finish in the top 3. And then I went and checked the one that won. It was some Rainbow Six Siege. Clearly just like doing it to fucking, oh, let's give Siege something.
I think that might be fully fan voted. Like the community awards, I think. Or it might be 75% fan voted or something.
Yeah, I guess.
Which I can check.
I
can check that as we discuss.
Because, but I would be shocked. I mean, maybe if it's fan voted, it's because the guy Virtue in Siege plays for G2, and G2 are just fans are just. Like, which again, if you're gonna have a fan vote, if you're gonna have a fan voted award, that again is also flawed. Why would you do that? That's like having goal of the season in the Premier League all fan voted. It's like Man United player will probably win it every fucking year. So it's I don't know.
Yeah, so like Thorin said, the reason you can't trust the fans to vote on stuff because, like, for Player of the Year, Nadeshot would be one of the top people, and he's not been an active player for fucking years. He's just got a lot of fans, and I was like, oh fuck me, like that. Yeah, that says it all. It's not based on actual merit, of course. It's just like, oh, I love Scump. Let's vote Scump Faker for life.
All
that shit.
The proper stands. I mean, yes, votes can probably work. I'm sure in some sports, like fan votes are a thing and they work fine, but I mean, yeah, who knows?
Right, yo, here we go. 100% voted by the community is esports play of the year.
Right, okay.
And the criteria, it's not really worth speaking about, it's what you'd expect. But
with like social media fueled, a fully social media fueled industry, it's like, it's hype driven, you know? Uh-huh. So like last year, like I said, Virtue in Rainbow Six Siege, it was a sick play, but like that won, and Cadian wasn't in the top 3, which to me is mind-blowing when you consider the stakes, the fuck, everything. It was clearly the best player of the year. Simple came second, which that was sick, and people thought he maybe should have won, but yeah. I don't know.
It makes sense for them to do this, though, when it comes to people with the followings. On the industry stuff, I understand not having it fan voted really mattering. But when it comes to the stuff the fans really care about, which is the gameplay and the players and the teams, you turn it into a popularity contest. And what do you need to do to be part of that? You need to push yourself out there if you want a good chance.
Mm-hmm.
So you are bringing engagements, page views, all of that shit, and get like literal clicking through, submitting probably your email address and your name
so
they can gather data. Like, it's the easiest way for them to like force engagement out of people.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So yeah, no wonder they're gonna fucking do it. They'll know it's bullshit. And again, Ashford, we're not meaning to rag on you. This is just, I guess, generally the concept of an esports award show right now. It's not. I think like if anyone else attempted to do this as an organization, they probably wouldn't surpass where this is at.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
I say
all
that to say it's not perfect, and it can't be perfect. So
you're gonna have
caveat,
and maybe they don't mind this, but you're gonna have the uproar every year.
They love it.
Gets people talking about it, of course. So But yeah, I mean, that's where my single biggest problem, if I could summarize it, with any award show that covers the whole of esports, and you're trying to be, you know, you're trying to cover a bit of the Brazil market so that you get that crazy engagement because the fans over there are fucking insane. They want to have a piece of that. So like, you include Free Fire, you include Loud as Org of the Year, you include like all this stuff. And ultimately, what it comes down to is you're comparing, like, for example, esports title of the year. Like, we know what esports titles are going to be around, at least for the next like 2 or 3 years. So it's going to be the usual suspects nominated every year. And again, the same problem crops up. How do you choose a winner? Based on what? Is it based on what? Yeah, based on what? You could break it down by viewership, again, growth, yeah, all that shit. But like, they'll just, but like you were saying before, that they'll spread it out. So like, League of Legends isn't going to win 5 years in a row. Counter-Strike isn't going to win 3 years in a row. These two titles are, let's be honest, like, unless another title has just has a worldie of a year, mad growth, amazing events, you know, dead intense tournaments. Let's be honest, like, there are some titles that should just win more than others, but that's not going to happen. They'll keep spreading it out.
Yeah. There's a reason those two command viewership across the industry better than any other games. Like, besides, oh, I say that, and that exposes the inherent flaws in esports. I say that, but Mobile Legends Bang Bang is the most popular game by far.
There you go. So again,
Philippines, so Southeast Asia.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Again, like, I'm exposed to the Western side of esports, much like, from what I can tell, the majority, if not all of the panel, are for the most part, Western folks who, there's no way they can know the intricacies of the MLBB scene and Free Fire and understand what Garena are doing and everything on that front, you know. So
exactly, like, yeah,
my flaw is exposes the larger flaw in the industry, in that it's global. Good luck staying on top of it all.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, it's a really good point. That's a really good point, because, like you said, we're seeing it through a Western prism, which is fine, but, you know, probably need to acknowledge that, you know. So how do you even do it? Would you call it the Western Esports Awards? Would you call it the English speaking? But then you'd also, there are just so many, like, you're trying to get this thing in this one cute little box, and it's just not going to work.
It doesn't work, mate, does it? But one thing I wanted to note, actually, and this is a criticism of fans and industry folk alike, is, so we saw the uproar about Journalist of the Year. Fair play, whatever. Don't care. But they're very loud now, and they're all saying, oh, George should win. Why the fuck's George not here? Or, why is Mikhail not here? Why is Louise not here? But where the fuck were these impassioned, loud as fuck social campaigns when the window to actually affect change was open, you thick fucking cunts? You wait until you can no longer have an impact and then try and campaign for people to fucking be involved, when you could nominate them and go mental at the time where the nomination window is open. They instead, you do not see this level of engagement and the campaigns for George or for Richard or for Thorin or whoever. You do not see that shit until after things are fucking closed, and that's when people go mental. It's like, mate, the most impactful thing you could do is shut the fuck up and just go back in the past 3 months and fucking nominate, place a vote, and then that's you having your say. That you've done your bit there. Instead, you're going to not say anything. You're going to be quiet as fuck until it comes out and you don't get the result you want. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? It's thick as pig shit. Like, I'm not complaining. I didn't put my fucking votes in. I don't care. Like, whoever wins is going to win in any category, whatever. But I'm not there like, oh my God, I can't believe Call of Duty was in there when this could have been in there. Mm-hmm. Who gives? I didn't fucking do anything. Sure, I can complain, but realistically, like, it just shows how fucking stupid I am. That's one thing I just wanted to get off my chest, because I saw it all and I'm like, Jesus, my notifications going mental, but no one gave a fuck when nominations opened up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's insane. Like, they have the opportunity to try and influence how this goes, and they don't do it. They wait until it's over and then complain as if, like, that's actually going to fucking do out.
Yeah, so the community vote is the first stage, isn't it? Is that right?
Yes, yeah. And it's weighted differently depending on categories, yeah.
Right, okay.
So 25% fan and 75% panel for, like, the industry awards. Seems like it's all fans for the community awards.
Right, okay. Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
So sorry, I just had I've just been thinking about it the past couple of days, and I'm like, you thick cunts, man. Like, why are we doing this now? Why didn't you do this before? I didn't see one person say, oh, vote for George. Like, And now everyone's like, oh, big L ratio, fucking fell off, blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, right then. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's just insane. But speaking on like the industry's too small. So as you say, the commissioner of Apex Legends Esports is on the panel. I've got some others. There's a Brazilian League of Legends caster. I wonder how he's going to place votes. I wonder where he's going to lean towards. There's the CEO of Team Queso, a Spanish organization that's quite big in mobile, I believe, but also is now partnered with Fnatic to compete in League of Legends in like the Superliga. We've got lawyers in there where law firms could be nominated. Of course, we've got journalists in there. I think two of the journalists that were nominated, at least one. I don't know his actual name, but I think he's Argentinian. He's at least that way on. He's on the panel. We've got 100 Thieves, Vice President of Esports. We've got the Call of Duty coach for Optic Gaming. And we've got the Chief Business Officer of Saudi Esports. I mean, sorry, face it. in Mehel Asani. Good guy. I've spoken to before. Seems sound, but it's sold out to Saudi, so whatever. Like, we've got all those people. Like, you know which way they're going to lean because they've got an interest in the results going certain ways, you know?
Well, you mentioned the guy at 100 Thieves. 100 Thieves are nominated for Content Group of the Year.
Which makes sense. But
no, it makes sense that they're nominated, absolutely.
But still.
But I'm saying he's in and presumably voting on all these categories. I mean,
and I think it was last year when they won Organization of the Year in an award that was sponsored by Lexus. And 100 Thieves is an organization sponsored by Lexus. And I was the only person in the world to know, like, mention that publicly. And my DMs were ablaze, is the way I should put that. But just little bits like that, where I'm not saying anything nefarious has gone on, but the opportunity for something nefarious is the problem, which is what people don't understand about conflicts of interest. It's the fact that there's the potential for shit to go wrong or to be influenced unfairly by these fuckers. Mm. That is the issue, not whether it happened or not. Of course, if it does happen, that is a separate issue.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And so, for example, is there anybody on FaZe that's on the panel?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, fair.
I had a scan through earlier and I don't recall a FaZe person.
Right. So I guess just on the guy from 100 Thieves, will he or won't he have a vote on Content Group of the Year?
He shouldn't have. Okay. In theory, he should shut the fuck up at that point or not be on that call.
But again, so like...
In theory. Yeah.
But then he'll have a vote on the Content Creator of the Year because there's no 100 Thieves creator there. But if there were, then he wouldn't get a vote. Is that right?
Well, it depends, because if this is fan voted, then it don't matter what they say. But if it's got panel inclusion, then they get to decide. Even if the top 10 most nominated people aren't necessarily the 10 that'll get picked. So in theory, he could 100% say, oh, Brooke and Valkyrie and Nico and Courage and Noah and the two hype boys all deserve to be in there. Like, he can say that. Even if they don't end up being in there, he's at least like done his best to use his stance as 100 Thieves employee to try and make that happen, you know?
Yeah.
But that's why he shouldn't be present on the call, in my opinion, or at least should be fully muted and not have any communication with anyone during the time they're discussing that category. But we can't promise that. And look, it sounds like some people still do it based on what Thorin said. So. And I don't, like, again, I'm not 100% aligned with anyone, but like, I trust him on this stuff. He's got no reason to come out and bullshit.
Yeah, it's not necessarily like the direct, you know, if somebody's not given a vote because it could be a conflict of interest, like, yeah, that's one level. And it's also maybe not as direct, but like you were saying, what Thorin and Richard Lewis have said, like, conversations will still take place. So they'll still be, maybe, or at least they could use their influence to...
Yeah.
To get people to vote on their creators and stuff. I don't know, man. It's all a bit.
And one more thing from Thorin's video. Just like almost anything else in the world, apparently the awards the Esports Awards are leaning closer and closer to the woke utopia that we all desire. In that, apparently, women were pushing for women to win just because they're women. Like, there's no other real reason that you could discern that they would be amongst that crowd. And now we have no proof of that, so it's not something I'm alleging. It's just something that I heard on that video. But it would line up with how much of the world is going right now. And if that is the case, it's infested with people who want people in because of their genitals or how they identify, as opposed to what they've done and what they've achieved and how hard they work and what they produce, then, yeah, that's inherently fucked. And we don't need any of that shit in the
industry. I agree with that, yeah. I agree.
Because this is fully merit-based, that's it. This should be the most equal playing ground of anything in esports, like of anything ever. It's just like, have you done well? Okay, that's it. It's not like what color's your skin? What do you believe in? What religion are you? Like, none of that shit should matter. So the moment people are coming in and saying like, we could do with a woman in there though, because it is pretty male heavy, isn't it? That consideration, sure, but like, don't just say like, oh, she's a woman, so she deserves to be in the finals. If that's happening,
yeah, no, that
makes
it
fucking clapped.
It does.
That's actually sexist within itself.
Fundamentally, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Unmeritocratic, isn't it? Like, it makes it not meritocratic anymore. I know it's like, yeah, the message might be right on some level, but saying like, oh yeah, we need a woman, so then you're already admitting that you're not choosing anymore based on like who the best is for the award. It's more the gender. But I feel like that's happening everywhere, to be fair.
Yes, which
not to sound too alarmist on it, but yeah, I mean, it does happen, definitely.
Yeah, I don't stand with that. And what I want to do quickly is just take a look at my favorite category for this year, one that I think deserves a special shout out, and you know what it is. And it's Esports Publisher of the Year. Because I've done a little totting up of this stuff. So there are 9 finalists.
Yep. Cool.
Among which Tencent is one of them. Of course, everyone knows them. Giant Chinese conglomerate owns basically me. Like, owns Billy, owns Cyber Athletics, and we didn't even know about it. It's not even a real company, but they own 100% of it, and we do work for them. Tencent is classed as a publisher within itself in these awards as a finalist. So that's one out of the 9. Garena, it owns 18.7% of. So that's 2. Riot Games, it owns 100% of. That's 3. Epic Games, it owns 48.4% of. That's 4. And that includes Psyonix, which is also on there because Psyonix is now owned by Epic Games. That's 5. Ubisoft owns 5% of. That's 6. Krafton, which is behind PUBG Corporation, 13.6%. It owns 7 of the 9. It occupies, technically, 7 of the 9 publishers within that fucking finalist group. That is amazing.
Baby. That is amazing.
Also, it needs to hurry up and get involved with Electronic Arts, EA, and the other one that I can't think of that it does not own part of, but it shows that it's slacking because the Public Investment Fund, they're catching up, mate. The Saudis are catching up with the Chinese on the game developer front, so then they need to stop slacking and crack on. 7 of the 9 in Publisher of the Year are basically Tencent. I hope they lose. Let's give it to EA. Fuck them. They've got FIFA and Apex, like, and Sims. Like, let's just give it to them, you know. Fuck nice. It. That's the only vote I'm doing this year, and it's for EA, my favorite developer ever.
Yeah.
And effectively that's all I've got. I think so. We've demonstrated our beliefs that inherently you cannot run an award show for the whole of esports fairly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because esports is mad.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's got a vested interest in someone winning somewhere or some company winning somewhere that's on the panel for the most part. And look, none of the Westerners know fucking shit about Southeast Asia for the most part. There'll be a couple that do, but most don't. So how can they really say, nah, Mobile Legends, Bang Bang doesn't deserve to be there? Because look, LEC finals were sick. Mm-hmm. So that definitely deserves to be event of the year, blah, 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 blah. Like, they can't judge it appropriately. So I think that's our point. It's not that these shouldn't exist or that Mike Ashford, the CEO of Esports Awards, and his team are cunts and shit and inadequate. The panel are all twats and, you know, all just looking after or looking to line their pockets with more dosh. I don't think we're going as far as to say that. It's just that we understand the challenges here. It's all inherently fucked, so we should not really take it too seriously, but the idea of it is sick. Like, I would love something that recognizes this industry as a whole each year and celebrates it.
Yeah, in theory it's a good idea, but when you actually do it in practice, if you want a legitimate award show that recognizes the best of each category every year, you're not going to get that with an esports awards. Just not, because the one, it doesn't consider all of the stuff going on in Asia. But also, you're comparing just apples and oranges, apples and cardboard boxes, as you said.
Exactly, mate.
So
that's going to catch on. I can feel it now.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not the biggest esports awards, esports award show fan. I was going to say it's not even necessarily specific to the esports awards. It's just any like, hey up, shill.
Fuck the award. No, man. Yeah, it's just fantastic. Good quality. These as well. I don't know if you can hear that.
yeah, I can hear it. I can hear something.
You can knock someone out with it.
Yeah?
Easily. If someone walked in, I could frisbee that and...
Like a shuriken.
They're getting a dent in their skull.
Shuriken.
At least. But, yeah, so I'll say all to say, vote for me for the Esports Awards.
Yeah, I was going to say, but look, we say all this, but Adam is nominated, so if you want to go and fucking vote for him. Or is voting closed now, technically?
Well, nominations are closed, now it's voting. So nominations were where you put a name down.
Ah, yeah.
Right. And now we're on votes, so we've got like the nine names for journalists, for example. You go in and give them more engagement and page views.
The community is still able to vote, although they don't get the lion's share of the like contribution. They're still able to vote.
It depends the category. So like they can vote across all of them. They get the say in the community award, so player of the year and player of the year and all that kind of stuff, from my understanding. But they don't get the entire say for journalists. So now, like, I'm pretty sure they can vote, but it's not gonna fucking matter for like journalists of the year. I think like it's basically the panel are gonna decide that Richard deserves his third award. Or whoever, you know. Yes. I think it's gonna go that way now. So yeah, to be fair, I haven't checked out any of the plays of the year or anything like that. I wonder if my Rocket League performance is going to be in there.
Nice.
I just got to Diamond, you see, so I'm fucking sick.
Unbelievable. But
have you got anything else, or do we think we've basically touched upon it enough? Of course, there's things like recency bias with events and best plays and all that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. That stuff's baited. We know that. What that shit is, yeah.
I guess a couple of funny things to close on. Esports commercial partner of the year has Verizon in it, who sponsor the Esports Awards. So, just saying.
Do they? Just Verizon's involved with. Oh,
yeah, yeah, Verizon, Verizon, however you say it. They're nominated for it, and they also sponsor the Esports Awards. You can check it. So that's pretty mad. Got another. So Gucci are in Esports commercial partner of the year. They have a nomination, but I actually went through it. As far as I can tell, they've not done anything commercial in esports, have they, this year?
I think it just means they've partnered with esports companies, and that's about it. Because they're partnered with Faceit recently, right?
Yeah, they partnered with Faceit, but that's technically like a grassroots academy initiative.
But it's still a commercial partnership, I believe, by these standards.
But it's not really commercial, is it? It's like...
No. It's just good to have a big brand like that there, isn't it? Invite them to the show and say, we had Gucci attend our Esports Awards in Vegas, where you have to pay $10,000 for a table.
Yeah. But I guess, like, that's my point. Even if that's considered commercial, the partnership with Faceit, it's the only thing they've done. The only thing. So I just don't get it. Like, how the fuck did they get to that point? Like, how did they decide Gucci are one of the companies when you could go...
Well, I don't know why Nike's there. They just give kits away to teams they partner with, like, you know what I mean? Like any other fucking apparel brand does.
It's such a useless category. Names. That's my point. It's a useless category that you just decide that Gucci and Nike are in there. Why?
Esports commercial activation of the year would be a worthwhile one.
Exactly. So that you've just summarized it perfectly. Right now, they have four or five categories that are bullshit. And you've just recommended one that's so much better. What about esports marketing campaign of the year? What about... Yeah. All these things that are just so much more fun and engaging anyway.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. There are some things I would change for sure.
I'm just looking through these to see if there are any other... I will not speak on that too much. The fact that Full Squad Gaming is in Content Group of the Year. No comment, but also that is a comment within itself. For me.
Yeah, I mean, they're a content company, I guess, that have had decent engagement. Like,
yeah, but since when? Like the past 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, maybe six.
The past year? They were doing numbers on TikTok, but like everyone is. Mm. So like, who's lapping that up? I think even themselves, they acknowledge they're like more casual gaming than esports anyway, until maybe they brought Lucky in. Genuine slip there as well, actually.
But I don't really
G4's dying, and it's not really esports, to be fair.
Yeah, people...
They've just got Frostguren going, people don't like me because I'm ugly compared to Olivia Munn. Like, what, that supermodel? Like, gone up against fucking Frost again now? I'm just going to get tweeted at again.
Stir the pot, baby.
But yeah, like G4, like, they're dying, like... Like, they just let go of fucking Overlay May.
Who did you say? G Fuel?
G4. They brought the TV show, the TV channel back.
Oh, right, okay.
Hired, like, Overlay from LCS and Froskurian from LEC. Golden Boys there. Xavier Woods. A few others that are probably probably OG to the channel that I'm not really aware of. But, yeah, man. It's in conclusion, it's all fucked.
Yeah, a little bit. It's just very flawed and very, like, people are going to get up in arms about it, but it's going to happen every year because it's baked into the system itself. Like, it's baked into the format of the award show. So it's going to, people are going to moan every year, and they will have a right to moan, but there's also no way to fix it in its current state because it's just flawed. Like I said, you'd want it, like, I don't know if this would work. I mean, it would work. I don't know if it's worth doing. Breaking it down title by title, so like the CSGO Esports Awards, that would be cool. I feel like people would also engage more with it,
and just have targeted engagement at least.
Yeah, have less categories. Just have like Player of the Year. Who's Player of the Year in CSGO? Then like CSGO pundits might actually be more inclined to get involved.
Then it's, you like, can actually have experts. Yeah.
Because you've got the HLTV listings of like top 20 players of the year, but like it'd just be another version of that, which is pretty cool.
They do like their HLTV top 20, which is cool, and they show how they work it out and stuff, which is sick within itself, you know. And you can extend that to teams, I suppose, and plays and
teams,
tournaments.
You could maybe
and
do something like Org of the Year, CSGO Org of the Year, maybe. CSGO Play of the Year 100% works because you're comparing oranges to other oranges. So
theoretically, it wouldn't get as many views as banging it all together, but as we see from viewership year on year, it actually doesn't do that banging.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I think it might, especially if you total them all up. Like, wow, that would do really well. But CSGO Play of the Year, I'd be more likely to watch CSGO Play of the Year on stream than Esports Play of the Year. I would.
Yeah. That is very true.
You know, so
right, man. Let's wrap this up. Mike Ashford, I'm getting the baldy out. Mike Ashford, mate, you're a good guy. Don't hate us. This all comes from a place of
love. Me too. I want to say that as well. I've worked with them. They're all fine. They're all good. Like, I've not had a problem with them.
I just know he's gonna think that we're trying to fucking rag on him just to get fucking views or whatever, when it's obviously not the case. So we'll establish that.
I think it's a legitimate thing to talk about because, like I said, it's flawed.
Yeah. So, right, everyone, please go nominate us via the subscription button on our channel and the like button and comment, as always, and get that algorithm going. And you can even ring my bell if you want to. I think that's how you say it. Oh, no, you click the bell notification thing. Sorry.
That's how the kids say it.
And we'll see you on the next one. I'm getting this hat back on.
Goodbye. Bye.